What's up, everybody? This is True Facts, Logic, and Opinions, and this is your host, Aron Bernier, man. Man, I done did this podcast like 3-4 times over and over again, and I ain't put it out. And everyone I do, something happened where, you know what I'm saying, I just feel like it ain't ready yet, or I hear something else right when I'm about to put it out that I need to add to it. And I want to talk about this Ice Cube situation. All due respect to Cube, man. With all due respect to Cube, I don't understand how us as black people, like, first off, Cube didn't sit. He didn't sit down with Donald Trump. He didn't have a meeting with Donald Trump. Cube put out the contract with Black America, and he gave both parties a chance to look at it and respond to it or whatever. And that's what he did. But my thing is this. But the Trump campaign spent it on Cube and tried to use Cube as some type of advertisement for Trump's campaign. And this is my whole thing about the situation. Cube didn't go in there by himself and make up a plan. Cube had scholars and experts doing it with him. So you everybody trying to criticize Cube for that, then you wrong. The only thing I want to criticize Cube for is this. If somebody punches you in the face, you ain't trying to sit down and have a meeting with them about them doing something for you. You already know where they stand at, man. That's all I'm saying. We know where Trump stand. We know where he stand. And all this people saying that, what if Trump win? Then we're going to have to do... We can't hold Trump accountable if he win. For the simple fact is that we didn't vote for him. So if he win, he won without us. So anything that we want done, he don't have to do. You can't hold nobody accountable that don't need you or and don't even act like they need you. If Trump really act like he wanted to need us, then he wouldn't be doing all this voter suppression. If Trump really thought he needed us, he wouldn't always take the police side over the victim of police brutality. If Trump needed us, he wouldn't be tweeting out tweets of a white man on a golf cart saying white power. If he needed the black vote. Like, what part of this y'all ain't understanding? If Trump really needed us, he wouldn't call people Nazis good people. If he really needed us. Like, now all of a sudden we living in this fantasy world. The only thing Trump want us to do is not vote, man. He want us to not vote. That's the only thing he want us to do. He don't need us to vote for him because he feel like he got the majority of the white people in the country. See, the reason why the black vote is so important is because, listen, white people are really almost divided on the Democratic Party and the Republican Party. So, we the only, us and Hispanics is the only other population that's big enough in this country to affect a vote, to affect the election. So every election really comes down to minorities. Who appealing to the minorities? But the reason why the voter suppression going on at an all-time high level right now is because They suppressed our vote last in 2016 and Trump won. That was a winning strategy for Trump by us not coming out like we came out for Obama. That's a winning strategy for the Republicans, is us not voting. So my thing is, how you see everybody be, you know what I'm saying? Everybody's so caught up in Cube being who he is, and we love Cube, man, all right. But at the same time, though, is you can't smack me in my face and you can't constantly support situations that's killing me and my people, but then I'm going to sit down and talk to you. Like, you already made it perfectly, like, Donald Trump and the Republicans already made it perfectly clear is that they don't need our vote. They don't even want us to vote. They don't even think that we should be allowed to vote, really, if you really want to say something. So, by us thinking that we need, and this is Trump's second term. So, if he win, he ain't got no more elections to run, man. So, if Trump win, he definitely ain't doing nothing for us. Y'all can forget about that. I just don't understand, like, what do we think? We got leverage on Trump. We got leverage on the Democrats. That's it. We don't have leverage on the Republicans and Trump because they never act like they wanted our vote and they never reached out to us like that. Why you think it ain't even no... Why you think there's only one black Republican senator? And it's like only like, what, one or two black Republican, black Republican House people? Like, come on, y'all. Like, y'all need to quit, man. Y'all need to quit, man. Straight up, man. Like, we need to quit acting like we don't understand what's going on. And then everybody keep talking about this criminal justice reform as if Barack Obama and Joe Biden ain't pushed through no criminal justice reform. I was in the feds when Barack Obama got elected. I was in McKean in Pennsylvania. And I remember when Barack Obama got the crack law down from 100-1 down to 18-1. I remember seeing dudes go home from that. I remember seeing dudes go home from because of Barack Obama, because the Republicans act like they didn't want to do nothing because they had the Senate at the time. That's why the crack law didn't go to 1-1. That's why I only got to 18-1 because the Republicans had the Senate at the time. So he had to negotiate. And then another thing is that the mandatory minimums. Barack Obama is the one that told the judges because the Republicans didn't want to pass the bill. He's the one that told the judges that, you know what I'm saying, try to be more discretion in why you sentencing people when it's their first offense. And sometimes you got to go outside of the guidelines to get somebody a fair sentence. But then when Trump came in and Sessions got in, Sessions made sure. He made sure. Hear what I said? He made sure that he told the judges to go back to sentencing people under mandatory minimums. The Trump administration did that. And then, like, another thing is like, you can't sit down with nobody that's actively attacking you. Straight up, man. You can't. Like, somebody that's actively attacking me, I'm supposed to sit down and... What? Man, you don't hear me doing something? Like you can't do that, man. Like that's make us look even weaker. Republicans don't need us. They trying to stop us from voting. But the Democrats need us. They need us to win. That's just the God honest truth. And this is the first time they ever needed us this bad. If you really want to be technical. So we got a lot of leverage with the Democrats right now. All these people saying they ain't voting because they don't like Joe Biden or Trump. Joe Biden, like, listen, man, people could change, man. Joe Biden, I ain't heard Joe Biden, like, everybody talk about stuff Joe Biden said back in the day, even before he became Barack Obama's. They talking about stuff Joe Biden did before he even became the vice president to Barack Obama. When the fuck was all this at then? What was was that then? Why we ain't punish Obama for making him the vice president if we gonna be bringing up all this stuff right now? Oh man, it's happening again, man. It's happening again, man. Same thing happened to Hillary Clinton, man. They put all the, like, everybody act like they don't understand what happened with Cambridge Analytica. The British media company or social media company, whatever they call it, that worked for Donald Trump during the 2016 campaign. They had millions of voters' profiles, Facebook pages, and personal information, man. And they flooded these voters with disinformation about Hillary Clinton. They flooded them with it. Just to get, because they know you ain't going to vote Republican. Because they know you know that they automatically opposed to you. But they just don't want you to vote Democrat either, though. They don't want us in the vote. Like, come on, man. We got to keep it real, man. We got all this, everybody acting like they, everybody acting like they coming up. Like, listen, man. Listen. Whenever somebody, a cop kill a black man unarmed, Donald Trump take the cop side. You got these militias and these white supremacists running around doing all type of stuff, running up in Walmart, shooting people up, running up in synagogues. You got people sending pipe bombs out to reporters and people that don't like Trump. That was just his first term, y'all. If he win, you know how many police gonna feel like they just got the green light to do whatever they want to do, which they feel like right now, but they gonna really feel like it on a whole nother level. They feel like it like 90-100% right now. They gonna feel like it 150% if Trump win, cause they gonna say Trump took the side of the police. The American people elected him, so the American people like what we doing. You know how many militias and white supremacy groups gonna come out of the woodworks like they already have in during Trump's presidency? But if he win again, you know how many of them gonna really come out and start doing things like lynching, like real life lynching? Because they gonna say, everybody know Trump like us, and they still voted for Trump. So we got the green light. Let's go kill niggers in Hispanics. Like, what part of this you ain't understanding? Well, Q was talking about putting money in our hands and this and that. Donald Trump could give us all the money we want, but how we gonna spend it if we dead? Donald Trump throwing rocks behind his hand, and y'all like y'all don't see his hand behind all this. He Donald Trump don't bite his tongue. And then they got this thing talking about black men is attracted to Trump because Trump is tough and he don't cut no corners. He keep it real. Come on, man. Yo, listen, man. Keeping it real ain't telling all these lies that this man has told. All politicians lie, we know that. But no politician in history has lied like Trump. Trump literally lied like the devil himself. Let's just get that straight right there. And black men. What? It's black men that the police is brutalizing. It's black men that the police is killing with no accountability. This president backs the police up when they do it. So how are black men going to turn around and vote for somebody that don't care if he die unarmed by the hands of the police? How you going to do that, black man? Tell me. Tell me. And then everybody act like Joe Biden is the only person that passed them crime bills. Y'all forgot about Maxine Waters, Elijah Cummings, John Lewis. People y'all love. Always hear the one girl, Angela Rye, you know, talking about John Lewis. But John Lewis wanted them crime bills. He was in the Congressional Black Caucus when they was passed. You think they ain't all sit down? I mean, I know, you can look it up in the news, but a lot of black mayors wanted them crime bills. But all of a sudden, we just want to blame Joe Biden for it. Like, we need to quit this shit, man. Quit letting people divide and conquer us, man. Quit it. We know that right now, we got the most leverage with the Democratic Party. That's what we need to roll with. Because that's where our power lay at. Your power does not lay in nobody. Your power don't lay there. Let's just keep it real, man. Quit acting like y'all. The easiest thing is for you not to get involved and not to vote, man. That's easy, man. Ain't nothing hard about that. Ain't nothing manly about that, especially if you got kids, man. Nothing at all. I done said everything about Trump in his podcast right here, and I ain't even get to the pandemic. I ain't even get to the blatant disrespect that he got for the military and the military people that serve in the military. I ain't even get to the blatant tax cuts that he do for the rich. And then here go another thing that I don't be understanding, man. For years, Republicans been giving tax cuts to the rich. And you got people that's really around here still believe that when you hear Joe Biden say he gonna raise taxes on the rich, why do people try to act like he's saying that he gonna raise taxes on everybody? Tell me. Why do people in this country, like, you're not rich. You're middle class or you poor most of this country. Quit acting like you rich. You can't vote for people that don't have your best interest at hand. You want to vote for people that do everything for rich people because you want to be rich. No, get rich, then you vote for them. But right now, you need to vote your interest for you and your kids. That goes for white people and black people. What you mean? Shoot. It's hard times right now. And this fool, Donald Trump, still ain't put another stimulus package out. People suffering and struggling. But the last stimulus package, this Donald Trump was giving money to, he gave money to the LA Lakers, y'all. A billionaire. Billionaires. He gave $2 million to Kanye West, y'all. Like, what part is, like, I'm just trying to figure this out, y'all. Like, why do people let their feelings and emotions override truth and facts and what you need as a person, as a family, as a community? Because you mad because you feel like you can't get a job because they giving all your jobs to the Mexicans. But the same people that's coming out telling you that the Mexicans is taking your job is the same people that's hiring the Mexicans to take your job. Like, seriously, like, I'm just trying to figure this out. We supposed to hold, we got to hold them accountable. You the one hiring them. Donald Trump got all these jobs going overseas, outsourcing all these jobs overseas and all this. But he talking about America first. already know what it is. It's Trump first to him. And then Trump first, then Trump friend second, then probably America could come into faction. But once it becomes Trump first, then Trump friend second, then America, just from that two right there, that's going to put America all the way at the back of the line. Period. Like, this is how much money talk bullshit walk with Donald Trump. That's why they call money the root of all evil. That's why I walk. This fool literally goes around the world. He an American citizen. He the American president. And he literally goes around the world courting friendships with people that hate America to the umpth degree. I'm talking about people that hate us to the umpth degree. Vladimir Putin hate America. The North Korean leader hate America. But these is Donald Trump friends. Like, come on, y'all. It's not a coincidence, man. It's not a coincidence, man. It's simple, man. It's good or evil, man. Which one you gonna ride with this election, man? It's either you good or you evil. Either you gonna put principles, morality, and over no principles and immorality. Which one you gonna do, man? Which one? Which one, man? Because I'm just trying to figure out what's good about Donald Trump, y'all. I'm talking about blatantly, like if you're a Christian, what do Donald Trump do that Jesus said do? I mean, I just want to know. What do he do that Jesus said do? I'm talking about not what people wrote around. I'm talking about the red letters in the Bible that Jesus said out his own mouth. You know, like when he said that a rich man is going to be considered the least in the kingdom of heaven. Or when he said that a rich man will have a hard time getting to heaven. Something about a camel through something like that. Like, what part of this y'all ain't understanding, man? Like, I'm trying to figure this out. I'm trying to figure this out, man. Why everybody like they confused? Why everybody acting like they trying to be sophisticated and all this and that and other shit just so they can feel like they smart? Why people do different things just to be different? You know what I'm saying? Like, if you could, like, for instance, I wonder what the Candace Owens in. I wonder what the Candace Owens and what's his name? The surgeon, the neurosurgeon, Ben Carson, Kanye West. I mean, all the black people that support Trump. I wonder what did you say to yourself when he tweeted out that white man on that golf cart saying white power? I wonder what you say to yourself. I wonder what you say to yourself when he said that Nazis was good people. Like, what did you, like, how did you look at yourself in the mirror after that? I just want to know, man. Like, I really want to know. Like, how you looked at yourself in the mirror after somebody blatantly disrespected you. You, I'm not even going to say you and your people. I'm going to say you. Because your skin look like mine. I just want to know, man. I just want to know. So evidently, money means more to you than your people. Because what people don't understand is it's a lot of money in being a black conservative. Because anytime something is rare, then it's valuable. So all these black people you see coming out, speaking for Trump, all that, yeah, there's a lot of money in that for them. Because they rare. Because it's rarely that you're going to get people to side with people that's against them and their people. Period. I'm just saying, like, you know what I'm saying? Don't let them discourage us not to vote, man. We got to send a message to this white supremacist that's in the office. I'm talking to black people. We got to send a message this election. A cold-hearted message. Like, look, dude. You got to go. You've been too disrespectful. Period. Everybody acting like it's a choice. Everybody acting like it's a choice between Joe Biden and Donald Trump. Like it's a fundamental equal choice. It's not an equal choice, man, between good and evil, man. Is you good or is you evil, man? Which one is you, man? Which one is you? I want to know. Is you good or is you evil? That's the choice this election. Is you good or is you evil? Period. This is True Facts, Logic, and Opinions, and I'm your host, Aron Bonnier, and I'm out.